You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Lions Week. That's right. This is the world that we're living in now. It is Lions Week. This is the week that we're actually looking forward to. So I'm anxious to get started with the show. So let's bring on the man of the hour.
Good blocking on the perimeter. And that opens it up for Tyler Scott.
Tyler Scott of the 3-7 Chicago. Three wins, baby. We're building back. I feel, you know what? I don't know about you. First of all, how are you?
I'm good.
Your weekend was good?
Yeah, no, it was great. Had a little mini bye. It was good. Good recovery mentally and physically as well. So yeah, I feel great.
Yeah, I love that you have that opportunity to take a little bit of a time off. I don't know how much football you watch over the weekend, and I'm not, listen, this isn't a quiz or anything like that.
So I did.
But here's my thing, and I don't mean this to besmirch anybody, but the more I watch football and the more I watch some of these teams, now there's obviously some very good teams, but I feel like I watch it and I'm like, you know, like it doesn't feel like we're far off. Like it feels like I know this is probably like this will probably get played back by Cold Takes Exposed, but I feel pretty good right now. And I'm like, you know what? We've got some nice things coming together. As you were watching football over the weekend, did you get kind of a sense like, yeah, like we're not that far out of this?
No, definitely. Getting the chance to actually watch all the games, kind of sitting down on Sunday, just being able to kind of put all the different games up, you know, kind of all at once and, you know, just kind of watch each team. You start just kind of looking, critiquing and, you know, kind of comparing yourselves to different teams, their strengths, their weaknesses, and, you know, seeing where do they lack, you know, where are they strong at, how do our players match up, how does our scheme, those type of things, play style, all those things match up. And the biggest thing that, you know, me taking away is, you know, also this is from a rookie mindset as well. Like, just looking, it's like, man, this is the NFL, man. And, you know, you watch some of these games, it's like, wow, it's like teams win that you don't think that, you know, would win, or, you know, teams just match up, you know, against each other that maybe it was just a different matchup. It was just the right matchup, or, you know, just you just see different things across the league where it's like, wow, you know, it's really any given Sunday. And, you know, it's just like how tight the competitiveness is, you know, each week. And, you know, I was sitting there talking with my fiance, you know, just kind of watching some of these games. And, you know, you have the NBA, you have the, you know, the MLB, kind of the three, you know, and opposite the NFL, kind of the three major, you know, kind of sports in America. And, you know, they're not like football in the way of each game matters. Like, you know, when you're looking at the NFL, like each game, each week, like matters. And then it's even, you know, they matter even much more, you know, when you're looking at the divisional games. You know, it's not like the NBA where you can go and, you know, take a night off, or I wasn't feeling it this week, you know, or this game, you know, and just kind of take nights off. The MLB where you got a long, you know, 160, you know, two game season, and you're just kind of, you know, you can take a rest here and there. Like in the NFL, it's like you only have a certain amount of opportunities, and, you know, you just see how much, you know, things matter. And, you know, I think that's just the cool thing about the sport and about the game. And, you know, you can't lollygag, you know, you can't just go out there and just kind of like the NBA, you can come maybe stand in the corner for a couple possessions and catch your breath. You know, you can't do that in football. You'll get exposed. You'll get exposed. And, you know, it's a game that you have to bring it every play. So I was just kind of not just only comparing teams, but just kind of looking back at the product of the NFL and just kind of giving the kudos too for that. Just, you know, our Thursday night game was a great game. And then, you know, you had the Sunday night game, which was a great game between the Raiders and the Jets, and then also another great game last night with the Broncos and, you know, the Bills. So, you know, just a great product, you know, the NFL has put out, and even across the board Sunday, where we had like one of the most, you know, one score game slash, you know, field goal games that you had in a while. So, you know, just kind of admiring the product of the NFL as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of excitement outside of the game with the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. I feel like every single one of them was very competitive, or pretty close to being competitive. And the Packers lost, which was great. And, you know, listen, we still, I know they're not like the team that we're chasing anymore, but it's still enjoyable to watch them finally starting to get a little bit of their comeuppance. I do want to ask you about the Lions, but before we do, by the way, when you were talking about players like NBA players, I know like Kawhi Leonard's like notorious for this. The only guy in the NBA who never takes time off, LeBron. I know you would appreciate that. I know okay, I know you wanted to say it and you didn't want to. You're pushing it by not, you got to realize the Chicago Blackhawks have one of the most exciting hockey prospects since, I don't know, Joe Sakic or somebody like that. Sidney Crosby, baby. So you got to make sure you mention the NHL, like, yeah, NHL, baby. Like, where are you? Because it's now a big thing in Chicago once again, although it was not too long ago. So note of that.
I will say, though, I think LeBron just took a night off.
No, but he's 40
I
now.
I think he was hurt. I know he was. Finally. Know, it was one of those things where it was like, okay, you know, because he didn't play versus the Rockets.
He's hurt. It's not load management.
It's not a legitimate injury. If he's not playing, he's hurt.
It's not like, yeah, I was at, you know, I just needed some time off. Like, no. He's injured. If LeBron's not playing, listen, I'll get with you with LeBron. I do want to talk to you about the Lions, but before we do that, we have a very special guest joining us today. I was excited to find out we've been waiting for him to come on. And without further ado, let's bring him on. It is our friend, Jeff.
Oh my gosh. You're
busy. He's on. So you know,
I got a bone to pick.
Oh my gosh.
So this is, I was getting ready about an hour ago to listen to my favorite podcast, the Tyler Scott Show. And I'm listening, I'm walking to pick up my dog, and I'm into it. And I'm like, all right, it's weird. It's like 3 minutes in. He hasn't said anything about the great fourth and sixth catch. I'm like, all right, you know, 7 minutes in. And so I'm like, I must have missed it. So, like, because I was walking, so I went and rewinded it and re-listened to it. And 35 minutes and 4 seconds in is when it comes up. And it didn't come up until Tyler brought it up. And he's the most humble guy ever. So he wasn't even bringing it up to do a humble brag. He was just telling the story. So, Adam, I can't believe that he didn't bring it up. The best catch of Tyler's young career. And this segment, by the way, is brought to you by The Game Room at Chicago Athletic Association.
Oh my gosh. There was it's a definite bone to pick because I did drop the ball. Cause, well, you know what? It's funny now is like, I will do a rundown and I will have it. And then we get sidetracked and there's other things going on and I'm scatterbrained and things are going on. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, the next thing you know, I get a little lost. I also was watching the game out of sequence. So it was difficult for me too because
all right, sounds like excuses to me. What do you think?
There's a lot of excuses. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I watched that game in spurts because it was a Thursday night game. I have soccer practice. I know this is not an excuse, but we did bring this home. So I kind of had this trophy on. I had this trophy on the mind. So I was scatterbrained on Friday.
I'm gonna turn the mic on you, Adam. As a Chicago Bears fan and as huge Tyler Scott fan that you are, what went through your mind when you saw the catch was made? Because at the moment, my guess is from watching on TV myself, you couldn't tell the jersey number at first. So tell me what went through your mind as you saw the catch.
Yeah, you know what? I lost track of him. So you didn't know. I know it's not DJ Moore because he I can pretty much recognize on sight. And we've been waiting to pop. And when he makes these big catches, I love that he also has his first down point down already too. Oh. Like that's a very big skill. I'm like, I was curious. I'm like, is there going to be, cause like you said, like we know him now. And obviously I know him in person, like a very humble person and very, you know, whatever. And then seeing that side of him, knowing the dog that's in him. Now, obviously, to get to the NFL level, you have to be a very good player. So it's good to see. It's good to see that side. Like when you see somebody, when you know somebody off the field, who's like, oh, this is the coolest guy ever. Like a very nice, very polite, you know, like will give up his seat on the subway to somebody, a senior citizen or somebody like that, you know, like that kind of person. But it can also be like, yo, you don't want to cross them. I think that was the first time, like I've enjoyed watching you, but when you showed the emotion, it's like, yep, we're here now. Like it's now like, as you were talking about watching the NFL and you're looking around the league and you're like, this is the NFL. That is a very much a come to the NFL moment. You jumping 6 feet in the air to basket, catch one that was right here in front of you. That's not a come to the NFL moment. Picking up a fourth down and then emphatically signaling it like you're Ed Hockley, or now it's Sean Hockley. That is the come to the NFL moment. The next thing that we're missing is the touchdown. Once we get the touchdown, that is going to be it that cements it and everything. So yes, there were some times, much like my coaching career of doing youth soccer, there are things that I go back because I'll listen to the show because I'm trying to get better at this myself. And I'm like, what an idiot I am. Like I really just, what a meandering, like sometimes we get so caught up in talking about other things. And I'm like, I'm doing you the worst disservice of all time.
On that note, I'm going to leave you guys. Adam, you have 9 minutes and 37 seconds left with Tyler. Goodbye.
All right. Listen.
My favorite podcast, the greatest podcast out there. Tyler, I guess it's winter in Chicago. You switch to the winter hat.
Yeah.
It's getting cool. I'll see you, Jeff.
So that's what Jeff was upset about. I knew there was something coming. And I'm like, and I almost had a feeling. I'm like, there are times like, listen, you play games, you have a practice and you're like, that wasn't my best. And I'm like, we should have let off with it. Well, we also talked about how wide open you were on that one play. And I didn't realize like how big of a thing. I think Baldy did a breakdown. I think there was a lot, like there was a lot of stuff going on about that. So I don't know. I felt like I shortchanged you and I got too wrapped up in the Bears winning. And so I apologize. You called Jeff.
That's the ultimate goal right there is the win.
Yeah. And what that was like going forward. So I apologize. I'm sure that you left the show last week going like, Adam is so unprofessional. Like how dare he, dare he not sit here and address this awesome play. I do want to ask you though about the Detroit Lions in the time that we have left, because you said you were sitting there watching the games, and obviously you can't look at a game like, well, we held the Chargers to this many points or anything like that. But as you were watching the Lions play the Chargers and easily the most entertaining contest of the weekend, what were your impressions?
Yeah, just to piggyback kind of off that last statement, that's kind of what I mentioned there, like with the matchups. You know, sometimes the game of matchups, and sometimes, you know, they may not have had a good matchup with us, and they may have had a better matchup, you know, against them, whether it be scheme, players, one-on-one. So, good point there. But just watching, I mean, I think the first thing that stood out was just that running back duo that they have over there and Montgomery and Gibbs. You know, they started the game off hot. You know, Jamar, he had, two touchdowns, and then seeing, you know, Ryan, he went for, you know, a nice little 75-yard touchdown, and seeing, you know, how aggressive they were, you know, just going for it, you know, multiple times on fourth and five and six, and they're just handing the ball off. Yeah. And, you know, just kind of what Dan Campbell was done over there from last year to this year, and just kind of seeing, you know, really, I mean, personnel hasn't changed a whole bunch, you know, especially looking at that front seven. But you know, I think the biggest thing that I've seen is just kind of a culture shift, you know, there. And you can see it for sure from last year to this year, just the shift of culture that has kind of taken place, you know, in that building. And, you know, I mean, they're playing good football. They're playing good football across the board. And, you know, offensively and defensively, you know, Jared Goff leading the way. And like I said, the duo, they got, you know, they got the Hutchinson over there as well, who is kind of like a lesser version of maybe like a Max Crosby-ish type of player, you know, kind of stiffer guy. But you got him, you got Pascal, you know, down there. You got the linebacker core who's been together. And then I think they kind of switched some things up there in the back end. They got Sutton, you know, over there, who I think he was with the Steelers last year, I want to say.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just kind of looking at their back end. I mean, not overly impressive, but you know, they get the job done. But yeah, I think just looking at their whole team, like they're a solid football team, and they've been playing good football, you know, the whole year. So I think it'll be a good matchup. I don't know if they faced anyone, you know, quite like our defense, especially with the way they've been playing. I think over the last, you know, six or so games, I think we're number one in the league in defense as far as rush defense.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, as far as yards per carry. Like, our defense have been balling. They didn't even give them a touchdown last game. You know, we had a special teams touchdown giving up and then, you know, field goal. So, I mean, the defense has been, you know, really holding their own. So, it'll be a really good matchup to see this week, especially kind of with the running back duo that they have and just how good our defense have been, you know, against the rush wise. So, no, it should be a, you know, a good matchup for sure.
You know, the defense not giving up a touchdown was something we discussed. Your amazing fourth down catch. No, but we did talk about the defense. So at least we got that in last week. I love the way the defense is played. What about David Montgomery? Obviously to Bears fans, I still like David Montgomery. When he went to the Lions, it's not like he went to Green Bay. So I was like, okay. I mean, I would have preferred he'd done the Matt Forte and gone to the Jets, gone to the AFC, but okay. You want to stay in the division. You want to play for the Lions, do what you got to do. The buzz around the building. Are there people like, are we looking forward to playing David Montgomery, or are people, have they talked about it? Is it even brought up? Cause I know like for us, we're like, revenge game, David Montgomery, but do the players even care about that? I mean, obviously you weren't his teammate, but what about players in the building?
Yeah. Well, first thing is correction on the running back. I was thinking of my former teammate, Ryan Montgomery, who actually plays in Cincinnati now. So shout out to Ryan Montgomery, okay. Actually just scored this past week. So I was referring to David, obviously, when I was talking about those rushes.
I knew who you were talking about.
Shout out just for the fans. I mean, personally, I haven't heard, at least so far this week. You know, I've only been in the building Monday since we played Thursday. We had the bye week. I only been in the building. Yeah, I was in there yesterday. You know, so we hadn't really, at least from a teammate's perspective, I haven't really heard too much as far as leading into this game. I just have heard in the past, just kind of throughout the off season, just how good of a running back he was, and just kind of, how effective he was, and just kind of watching some clips from last year, you know, when we're just kind of looking at plays and installing things, just kind of seeing, how good of a running back he was. I was like, wow, this I didn't realize how good this dude really was. So I haven't really heard too much. We'll see as the week, you know, progresses, but I'm pretty sure, there's going to be some bad blood there, I think, you know, especially with some comments, I guess he made in the off season, you know, towards Chicago. So, I think the defense will definitely be riled up, you know, just, play this running back. The man too, you know, it's a challenge, you know, it's a challenge that you're going to be, you know, ready to face. So, it should be fun.
No, it should be a lot of fun. Remember when Darnell Mooney ran into me for the first time? David Montgomery's was even more like, it was even bigger. Like he was really excited. Yeah. So it's hard for me to really go against him. I mean, don't get me wrong. I will be the first one to be rooting against him this weekend. After this, fine, but not this weekend. Well, I did want to ask you though about Amon-Ra St. Brown, because we talk about some of the best wide receivers in the game.
Yeah.
And obviously Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, I'm sure I'm missing somebody. Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, of course, who's possibly coming back this week. Yep. Amon-Ra St. Brown to me seems like somebody that could be considered like almost like a borderline MVP candidate. What have you seen out of his game?
Yeah, no, just, you know, similar to me as far as, you know, coming out, being a fourth round pick guy, you know, coming out and, you know, being kind of overlooked, having that type of chip on his shoulder. I think that's the biggest thing that I've kind of noticed of him, not just this season, but just kind of following him. It's just kind of the chip he has on his shoulder in his day-to-day grind. He talks about how he practices, you know, he talks about how he knows every name of the person that was taken before him. He talks about how he catches 200 and, you know, three, four passes, you know, after each practice, and, you know, just kind of his dog mentality, mindset of just willing and wanting to be great, you know, is something that has stood out to me for sure, that I've kind of followed him, you know, just kind of watching his, you know, career progress. And just how effective he's been, and kind of one of the most underrated, you know, receivers. You know, even me just kind of looking at, you know, being fairly new to the position, you know, coming out of, you know, college, and just kind of within college, just kind of like, oh, like you hear about him, but it wasn't like, he wasn't like a Devontae Adams type guy, you know, so to speak.
Right.
But You know, you just kind of heard like, oh yeah, this guy's pretty good. But now, like being in the, on the stage and kind of really, you know, honing in and recognizing the greatness that's, you know, kind of around. And he's definitely one of those guys this year, just looking at his numbers. You know, he's been putting up some really good numbers, you know, this year. And just every time I turn the TV on or I watch the lines, he's somebody that stands out. He gets the ball in his hands, he gets open, and he gets in the end zone. So he's had a great year so far. And yeah, hopefully, you know, I might hop on their show because his brother, I guess they have a show they do together. Ooh. EQ, they have a show they do every week. So I'm gonna have to hop on if we win and you know, troll them a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that. You know what? This week, too, because on the NFL Fantasy Live show, we always have to pick, like, who's going to be the number one wide receiver? And they're like, do you want to say Amon-Ra St. Brown? And I'm like, do you know who they're playing? Like, I'm not saying that. I'm going to say A.J. Brown. Like, that was me. Right. Listen, I know we got to let you go. I feel really good about this week. I know, like, we talked about this on Friday. This is one of the things we actually talked about on Friday, is stringing together wins. And trying to get now finally starting to build some momentum and get back-to-back wins. I think we're going to do it. I think people have been really blowing up the Lions. I think it's time for the Bears to step up and take it. And I think that, again, as I make my game picks, it should be no shock I'm picking the Bears. Sure. That's all I got. So, listen, I know you got to go. I thank you for being here. Thanks to Jeff for rubbing it in my face. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to do a couple of little things on the business end. But thank you so much. Okay. Good luck this weekend, and think of me when you score your first touchdown this week.
I will. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thanks so much. There he goes, the great Tyler Scott of the Tyler Scott Show. Before we leave, I want to let everybody know the best place to watch Chicago Bears games, as Jeff referred to earlier. It's Game Room Chicago, located inside the historic Chicago Athletic Association Hotel right across from Millennium Park. It features billiards, shuffleboard, skee ball, papa shot, and more. And there's plenty of space to watch your favorite game. With a menu featuring Michelin-starred chef Mari Katsumura snack foods, beer towers, a weekend Bloody Mary bar, and signature shareable cocktails, Game Room Chicago is the place to be on game day. If you're not making the trip up to Detroit, why not go to Game Room Chicago? Or if you're going to entertain some people and watch some Big Ten games on Saturday, again, Game Room Chicago is the place to be. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Tyler Scott for being here. He had to run. I exceeded my time limit on Friday. I think he stayed around because he was waiting for me to get to that fourth quarter play. I eventually got there. You know, like, you should know me all well enough to be like, Rank's never going to be on point. It's going to take him 30 minutes to get to what he wants to say. And so it's a miracle that I get anything accomplished when I'm on television. But I want to thank everybody for being here. If you enjoyed the show, comment Tyler, we're going to switch it up. Comment Tyler in the comment sections, like, subscribe, do all that stuff. Reminder, Ticket to the Rank will be on Wednesday night per usual, our new night, our new time. And then Rank's Rival, we are probably going to be at some point talking to Cynthia Freeland. Normally I wouldn't like blow it up like this is going to happen, but I mean, it's Cynthia. She's going to come on the show. We'll find a way to make it work. I don't care when it is. We'll make it work with Cynthia. So we look forward to that. Thanks to everybody for being here. And until Take It to the Rank, have a good time. Bear down. And Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.